Hello, and welcome to a new episode of CX Leadership Talks. I'm thrilled to be your host. My name is Nienke Bloem, and I'm joined by my guest, Vuk Vukanović. He shares how he first met me in this episode while Ian Golding spilled red wine on my blue-collar dress, and how I handled it, and the impression that got. But more important, today, we embark on an intriguing exploration of the brilliant world of the International Customer Experience Awards. Join us as we delve into the historical evolution of the awards, the impact, maybe the big impact the pandemic had on the event format, and the expanding global influence on the CX Awards. I think it's a great conversation where we also dive deeper in the hows and the whats and the whys. Why should or shouldn't you join as a judge or an entrant? Why are there many categories? What's the process of joining the International CX Awards? Know that there's a lot of hard work done by the whole team of Awards International into the awards, and the International CX Awards can really help you as a CX leader gain recognition, authority, and so much learning and fun. Stay tuned as Vuk and I share our wealth of knowledge and experiences, offering you a front row seat to this conversation about the International Customer Experience Awards.
In the age of the customer, many companies and organizations fall short in meeting the needs and wants of their customers, let alone exceeding them. And it's time to change that. Welcome to CX Leadership Talks. Our passion is to be a catalyst for you and your organization as a customer experience leader to help understand, design, and improve experiences across the entire customer journey and the customer lifetime. It's time to spice up your CX leadership, and we've got the pro who's going to talk you through it. This is CX Leadership Talks, and now your host, Nienke Bloem.
Okay, Vuk, thank you so much for joining me in the podcast today.
I'm so delighted to be here, Nienke, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I think the topic of the Customer Experience Awards, and these are the international ones, you just finished the one in Dubai. I think it's a very important topic to explore. I know that from my listeners, there's many people that have questions. So this episode is going to answer most of them. I'm going to be really honest. But first about you. If you have to introduce yourself to the room, what do you say?
If I'm in a business room, I would say I'm Vuk, sales manager at Awards International. Our company specializes in organizing business awards. We cover different teams, but I would say our most successful, our biggest and also most profitable awards are customer experience awards. And then besides that, we also run sustainability awards, business excellence, complaint handling, also employee experience. And then besides the awards business, we have two customer experience publications. One is called CXM, which is more focused on customer experience, culture, measurement, also employee happiness and being, and it's mostly focused in the UK region. And a year and a half ago, we also established CX Scoop, which is a US publication focused on CX technology. And then the last thing that we started to do is actually software, where we help other companies doing everything related to scoring. So yeah, that's me, that's what we do. And if I'm in a more casual environment, I'm also a husband. I have a lovely wife, Sandra. I think you also had a pleasure of meeting her.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And my hobbies, I really love watching basketball, playing basketball as well. And it's really a shame that we won't be together in Denver during the CXP conference next week, because Nuggets are playing the game.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Lakers.
Yeah. And I think it's awesome. Yeah. Did you know that I'm a basketball player too?
No.
I never talked about that. We just find out now. Yeah. I'm a center. Yeah. I used to play a lot. Nice. You can see it in my hands. All my fingers have been broken almost because I try to push them in between the ribs of the other, which you cannot do. But we all know as basketball players that we do. Yeah. But so I think it's great that you also position Awards International. You are doing business awards. And one of the awards you're doing is the Customer Experience Awards, which I think you have been the face of already for a long time. How long have we been working together? What's the first
I've actually started back in 2018. And
I think that was the first
when I joined the company. And maybe for the audience, it would be interesting to mention, how did I actually hear for you for the first time?
That is interesting. I want to know too. Yes, of course.
I think it's a nice story. One of my dearest colleagues, even she's our chief operating officer. She was at the first international CX Awards ceremony in Amsterdam. It was in 2018. And I believe you were sitting at the same table. Neil was there, Ian Golding was there, some other people as well. And you and Ian were supposed to host the ceremony, right? And I heard from Ivan that literally like a few minutes before the ceremony should start, you had the lunch together and Ian accidentally splitted a glass of wine on your blue dress. And maybe you can tell us what happened after that.
I'm curious for your story, but he spilled wine. I think I went to my room and got a new one.
Exactly. Exactly. I was impressed just to hear that you have a new dress in your room and that you're always ready. And I think you literally came back in like 2 minutes and Ivan was like, what? We don't see any with their dress. Yeah.
It was a different.
That's how I heard about
you. This is something I think as a professional speaker. And of course, when I host the awards, you bring that. Something can go wrong with your dress. So you bring two. That's the way it goes. Or it can be wine, or it can be yourself tripping over, or maybe it doesn't look that good on you because you ate a little bit too much in, I don't know, it doesn't fit that well. I don't know. But I always bring two. I think that is something I learned as a professional, that you need to be ready for whatever happens. And that's how you got introduced. Then you got into the professional part of me. I think it's great because you also moved into that world of customer experience. What drives your passion for organizing these awards of CX awards in the dynamic world of customer experience?
Yeah, International CX Awards was actually a third customer experience event that we launched. Before that, we had the UK and Gulf version. And now after the International CXA, we also have national versions in the US, in Saudi, in South Africa, in Turkey, and also Europe. But we sincerely love CX and on one hand. And then on the other hand, we really love to recognize these people, to celebrate their achievements. And last year at the CX Leaders Conference in Orlando, I think almost all the topics were about leadership buy-in. I think one of the ways to get the budget, to get more resources, is actually to come to your C-level management, to your shareholders, and to say, look, we got this recognition. We competed against the biggest brands in the world, and it really means something to us. So for some people, awards are just additional strength to do their work, daily work. And then besides that, there is also this learning part where you can also watch what other companies are doing. You can network with these people. And actually, 2 weeks after the event, you will also receive a personalized benchmark report from our esteemed judges. And you are one of the judges. Jaap Wilms is one of the judges. Ian, and not just CX consultants. We have some CX corporate judges as well. So I think this feedback is so valuable. Yeah, that's why we run the awards.
Yeah, I think it's really because we're going to dive deeper into that because people think it's just an award show and then you go in. But it's a whole process. And I've seen some teams and I've also not coached them, but I helped them a little bit on the side how the process works. Because if you don't understand that, but I think there's so much value in participating, not just in, because it would be great if you win, I know. And it's also disappointing if you don't win. I also know that to be true. But it is the whole process has the value. I think that, and then you get your benchmark report, and it also helps you to see where could we do even better, and you can learn from others. But we'll dive into that a little bit later. You already shared how we met. Can you share a little bit of the history? Because you already shared there's so many of the awards. This is what people say. What is the history, and is there specific goals to enhance CX leadership?
Absolutely, yes. We started, actually, our CEO, Neil, he started with Customer Experience Awards 16 years ago with the UK Customer Experience Awards. And then shortly after that, we started our business in Dubai. And honestly, we started, in 2017, 2018 to receive a lot of inbound requests from companies from the Netherlands, Australia, of course, the US, Singapore. So we honestly thought, what should we do? We have a lot of people interested. Why don't we launch the international version of the awards? And we also realized that our customers from the UK, they want to participate in multiple awards. So we can also upsell something to them. It's really a unique experience because I think last year we had companies from 49 different countries. Also from a cultural perspective, it's really good to see because the maturity level of CX is not the same in the US and in Asia and in Europe. And also I think one of the things that really impacts customer experience is customer expectation. People from Japan, for example, they have a bit higher expectations than maybe people in Southeast Europe. So it's really interesting. And you have all these judges coming from different backgrounds. So I think it's a really nice, and I think we managed to create a great community. So whenever we have the awards in person or some networking meetings, people really love to come. And as you said, next week during the CXPA conference, you can't wait to see all these people from the States, from Europe as well, other countries. But it's really about the community. So that's just, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. This year, we're going to be live again, huh?
Exactly. So first 2 years, we had the awards show in Amsterdam.
Yeah,
we had the awards show in Amsterdam. We have a lot of judges from the Netherlands. And then COVID started. I think that was back in January or February 2020. So I was in Dubai with our CEO, with Neil. And we were just sitting and thinking what we should do now, because we're the awards business, right? The events company. So we have events, we have conferences, we have some in-person masterclasses. So what should we do? And literally like in 2 or 3 weeks, we moved our entire business to the online events. And to be honest, we were a bit scared how everything will go. Will people appreciate all this?
Yeah.
But honestly, in the end, it was really nice. And that's actually the moment when the international CXA was starting to grow. Because previously, when you have your words in person, besides some registration fees and everything, you also have some other expenses to come with your team, accommodation. Some people need visa to come. So there's some additional expenses. So for a lot of CX leaders, it was actually easier to get the budgets approved to participate. And that's why in 2020, we received 320 applications. And that's actually the moment when the world started to really grow. And then we had 4 editions fully online. So although like last year, we could also organize it in person and probably make a bit more money. I think 63% of our clients said that they would still prefer the online awards because of economic challenges and everything. Some other uncertain things are also going on. But yeah, we believe now it's the right time. So yeah.
It's going to be fully live or also going to be hybrid? Or what is the...
When we started...
Fully live? So it's going to be fully live now?
So in 2018, 2019, we also had this whole judging in person. So in the venue, we had 30 different rooms. In each room, one category is happening.
Yeah, I remember. Everybody was running around. Yeah.
Panel judges. But actually, the feedback from judges was that they don't really like that, because it's a long day. You probably start judging at 9 a.m. You finish at 4 p.m. maybe. And then 2 hours after that, we have the ceremony until 1 or 2 a.m. Yeah. Some parties and some fun. So now we have this judging fully online for all our awards. And instead of having the judging during the day, we have a lot of networking. So we have a few CX Trend Talks where we have some really great CX leaders presenting the latest industry trends. And a lot of networking, really. And then in the evening, we have the ceremony where the winners will be revealed.
So the ceremony is going to be 100% live, or can there also be people that are at their own place? 100% in person. So be there or be square.
Yes.
London, That's right? I know that you ask, where should we do it? And I've had the honor of working together with a team many years. And the last 2 years, we did it in a studio where all the others were online. But I remember 2022 was, where were we? No, it was Serbia. No.
Belgrade.
Where were we? Belgrade. We were Belgrade. Syria. I was looking for them. For me, it was my first ever going to Belgrade. So that was a great. And it was, it's also, but for me, what I remember of the history is, it's grown into more professional. I've seen the team grown more professional, and not everybody knows, but a lot of people that are working behind the scenes are actually based not in the UK, but it's also an international team, but a really, well, the core maybe is in Serbia with you and, well, all the great team members. So we did it in Belgrade. And I remember that Ian and I, we were picked up by a car in the morning, and this car was taking us, and he was clearly not knowing where we were going. And suddenly Ian said, "Do you think we're being like kidnapped?" And we were having so much fun in that car. And we were like, also, we could not reach anybody because we didn't have any connection. And we were both, where are they taking us? And then we landed up in this huge studio. And then of course, then we did London. We already did it once in London, and we did it again in London. And this studio we were at last year was really big, professional. I also remember it being cold, but that is something different because you walk around in your gala dress and you're like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And also it's good that people don't know what happens behind the scenes, because it's always things go wrong. And last year was major. I was so happy that Ian and I had done this before. that the drill, how it goes, and that you can improvise. But hey, that is, I hope they don't have the blooper edition, because then they can. But let's go into the background of the international. Yeah, that would be fun. Let's talk about some notable success stories or memorable moments from other editions of the International CX Awards. What do you remember?
There are a lot of memorable stories. For us, first, it's really interesting because we're traveling a lot. Again, we just finalized the Gulf edition 2 days ago, and we were in Dubai. So for us internally, it's a really great opportunity to connect even more with our colleagues, to have some time together, to enjoy, and then also to meet our customers. Winning an award, let's say CX leader category, it's really changing people's life. Honestly. And when you see passionate people celebrating, literally jumping on the tables in London, having fun with their colleagues, it really means a lot to them. Memorable moments. So yeah, International CX8 was back in 2019, but we had a lot of people coming from different places. And for them, being recognized and to come to the stage and to get this trophy as well, to have a few video interviews, a few pictures, also get all this promotion after the event, I think it's really valuable. So yeah, there are a lot. There are honestly a lot. Memorable moments.
Yeah, of course. I've seen so many of my CX friends, both live in 2018 and 2019, and I've seen them online. And two have stuck with me, and I don't know why. One of them was Clint Payne of MultiChoice from South Africa, winning the CX Leader of the Year. And I was also the lucky one to judge his category and seen what he had accomplished. So it really, I think, how he did it with his project #99 and how happy he was, and also to be in Amsterdam, it really created that feeling that I never forget. And of course, one that I'll never forget is, because I know the team very well, is the CX team of Vattenfall, where they, not last year, but 2022, they won Best CX Team B2C to the World and Best CX Program in a Crisis. And the way that they were all together and the way that they were all dressed up, and it's actually, oh, and of course, Platinum Services from Ireland. I still remember very well that they didn't win. The disappointment they had in 2019 when they became second, I think. And then in 2022 and 2023 when they won. That, just knowing first the people that lost and then they won, and then the learnings and how they implemented. Okay, all right, that's me and my. Let's talk about, because everybody's asking.
Very interesting story, memorable moment. So I actually just remember this. Last year, we had for the first time the largest building materials company from Guatemala, and they literally had 900 people in a conference room sitting together and watching the ceremony. So when they actually won, they won, I think, silver, but you had 900 people cheering together, their CEO, all their C-level executives, they all come and see, they really care about CX. But seeing like so many people in one conference room watching together what we do, that's really nice.
I didn't even know. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. I think that it's also my suggestion to people that are listening. If you participate, making a team effort, create a moment on that night, and if you can be able to come to London, please come. But also, if you have some people that are in your home country, let them stick together, join them by maybe being on that, because it is that moment to celebrate. It is that moment of team. And if it's disappointment, that's also good, because you did come to the final rounds, because there's so many people participating. Let's go to the process, because there's a lot of questions about it. Please. And I think this is, you are a business. So sometimes people say, why do I have to pay to join? Or why do I? There's a lot of people that are like, what is it and how does it work? And I want to get that out of here, because I think it's very transparent. And I also have to be honest that when I was asked to first time judge and participate, I was also a little bit skeptical, because I'm like, what is this process? Is it really transparent? Is it how does it work? Why do they have participants and judges, and why do you all have to pay? I now very much get it. And I also think if we are very transparent about it, that people will understand what does it mean, and you can decide whether or not you participate, because that is your own choice, but there's value in it. So let's take the first step. You can participate as a judge and as a contestant. What is the value of both roles? Because it's a different role.
It's different, definitely. So if we talk about contestants, if we talk, we call them entrants in companies that are participating. The first, obviously, everyone wants to win. So everyone wants to get recognition. So I would say the first value is to really get this external recognition that can help your business and yourself as a CX leader in many different ways. So again, it can increase the chances of getting budgets from C-level. It's also very good to motivate your people to come to your team and to say, look, guys, thank you so much for all amazing work that you did.
Yeah.
This is what we achieved. We're so proud of this. So it's the win itself for investors, for shareholders, for employees as well. Then this feedback report is also very good, seeing what others are doing and also really being a part of the community. So I would say those are like the main objectives and value of participating. And of course, some different people have different objectives. If I may just add one more thing here. I'm not sure if you're familiar with a company called Vanarama. Their CEO and founder, he's from the UK and he entered the UK Customer Experience Awards 2 years ago. And his objective was to sell his company. I think he won 6 or 7 gold awards. They have amazing CX, honestly. I recommend everyone to check Vanarama. And literally last year,
can you send me the link later?
I will. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah,
so he sold his business last year for £200 million. And the awards played a significant role in this. So now he's our chair for the UK Business Awards. And he will be talking about the importance of this recognition from an investor perspective. And we want to encourage all small businesses and micro businesses in the UK to join the UK Business Awards this year, because they also have an opportunity to meet Andy and maybe do some business with him after. So that those are some of the benefits. And then maybe from a judge point of view, maybe you want to say you were a judge.
I think, I've been ambassador, or I don't know if I'm still an ambassador. I don't even know. But I'm hosting a podcast, so I'm 100% ambassador by just from my heart. I think it's interesting, what did I gain as a judge? Of course, people say it takes up a lot of time. It does. We have to be honest. It's not just you sit in. My experience was that the value is that you get behind the scenes. At that time, I was not doing my masterminds yet. So now I'm having my half-year program where I help see a group of exclusive of CX leaders, 8 to 10 people, and I get behind the scenes with them. So I now get to see it much more. But the first time as a judge, I got to see what CX teams were really doing. So you, in the category that you are, because there's many categories, we get to that later, you get what are they doing? So they have to first put it into writing. So you get the first round is judging on paper, and you get the score on the elements that you prepare for us. So it is very objective. So you can really read what have they done? What are their results? Was it innovative? What methodologies in CX did they use? And then that is the first round. And then the second round is the live presentations where they present. Now it's online, but it's live in the sense that they present. They get like a slot where they have to present their case. And you, as a judge, get to ask questions. So you get to see everybody and you've first read it on paper and then you see it live and it brings it to life. You have to score it again. So for me, the value was getting that practical insight. What are others doing? And if you want, you can also jump into other sessions, which for me was not, because I always had to judge sessions that I was in there from morning till evening.
I have to interrupt you for a second. Sorry. So that's how it is. And that's why we have this new feature now in Awards Manager, which is called Awards TV. So literally all open sessions are recorded and 2 weeks after the event, they're available on demand, both for judges.
Oh, wow.
And
so you can watch them together. I think that is great.
It's like Netflix. So you see all descriptions, categories, and it's a really a great library.
Wow.
So people can, whenever they want.
Watch this with your team. I think this, this is great value. That is amazing. Oh, I'm getting more enthusiastic. But I think, so for me, and then people, it's also, of course, there's a lot of CX consultants that do this. In my work, I tailor two different audiences. That's where my business is made of. I have a business where I help CX practitioners, those ones that are responsible for CX, like I was at the Dutch incumbent Delco at the time. And I help CX consultants. They come to my masterclasses. They come to my programs. We partner with them for our CX game. So this is, I think the judging is really great opportunity. People say, what is your ROI from it? I say, it's not an ROI thing, because you cannot say, I got that and that business. And besides that, I don't need that business because my business is running very well. If you need to be a judge on the International CX Awards because you want business, your business is not doing well. I think that is a bad motivation. Of course, it would be great because you connect, you put it gives you authority that you've been a judge, that you invest in your profession. How much does it cost to be a judge? I don't know.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay if we disagree on some things. Is that okay?
Yeah, I've not. So Come in. Challenge it.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. So we split judges we separate them into groups, really. So the first group is corporate judges. So both from B2C, and we have a lot of big judges from B2B tech companies like Qualtrics and Medallia and Genesys and Nice, because they see this as a really great opportunity to establish some new relationships and position themselves as thought leaders. But for consultants, we have a lot of consultants, and they really understand from the written entry, from the presentation, they really understand what all these companies are doing. And then by providing feedback and perhaps having one or two follow-up sessions, there is a great opportunity that they can help each other. I'm not sure about you personally, that if you got any clients out of this, but honestly, you know, I know a lot of consultants who are judging at the awards, and one of their objectives is to perhaps get a new client.
I think, of course, you can get clients, but it's indirect. If you're too pushy in networking to find clients, that doesn't work.
Okay, yeah.
But so I think if you look at it like that, if you come to it because I'm going to do sales, I think that is not the way to go. That you get because you build relationships, and then in the end they'll find you. Of course, yes, it helped me to get my authority to host awards, to be able to share my story, that what I can do for leaders. But it's not my main reason to do it. It's of course in the end you can get it, but that's not, if you're in the event, you come to London, you come being salesy, people don't like you, I think. But that if people want to try it out for themselves,
not.
Yeah. But so there's those two. So you can be a judge and you can be like entry or entrance. What did you say?
Entrance.
You can be, I say contestant. Yeah, an entrance. How do judges, I've already told you, did you have this process that's very transparent and you have that system that you have behind it. What is it called by all? You've built your own system, awards manager, no?
Yeah, that's right. So we have 5 people in our team and they've been working hard for, let's say, almost 4 years now. And we're now even selling this as a scoring software to some other businesses. So it's called Awards Manager, and registrations and entry process and everything and judging is done there. So whenever someone registers, they receive login credentials. And then the first part is actually the written form where they have up to 2,000 words to use, which is split in 7 different sections. And as you said, where they talk about their planning and implementation part, stakeholder engagement is really important, innovation, business strategy, and then really in the end, impact and results. So it's really important if you want to have a good result, if you want to win, of course, everyone wants to win, but if you want to increase your chances of winning, you have to bring some evidence, some tangible results.
You have to bring some meat to the table.
Exactly. And some people say our NPS went from 20 to 55, or our satisfaction scores are up, or our churn is down, effort score is down, which is great, right? And that's good. That's great to share in your written initiative. But if you can go one step further, and if you can say how this actually financially impacted your business, how much money did you manage to save? How much percentage did you increase your sales? Or anything really, then that's amazing. That's always the entries that manage to share, to provide financial impact of CX initiative, they have the best results.
Yeah.
The best chances to win.
Yeah, I think that's great that you share it. That's one of the things I've also seen is that if you can make it very specific, and of course, when you're government agencies, you don't have profit but you can make it very specific and be able to make it tangible results is a key factor in the ones. And I've helped the team of Vattenfall on the side, also on the story, because what I see is that many CX leaders use too many words on the processes and the systems. And we did it. And then they're going to make a timeline. That's not what judges are interested in. Make it very concise and also make it an interesting read for the judges. Step into their shoes. So if there are 7 categories, write it to the 7 categories. It's not that difficult, but somehow what I've seen sometimes, what we have to read as judges, whoa, I'm happy that there's so many entrants now that not everybody makes it always to the final. So you don't have to read everything, because that's also, I think, an important step. So we will continue because time is going so fast.
Yeah, just very quickly, we have this short listing panel. So We don't really wish to bother judges with some poor quality entries because obviously, honestly, anyone can go to the website and register. But we do this shortlisting internally with the help of some of the judges and steering council members. So we really, you know, want to avoid wasting judges' time on something that they will not find valuable. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really great. So we're going to the 2024 International CX Awards. For people listening this in 2024, that's where we're going. If you're reading it later, then they're going to be probably 2025. Recap, because I think we already got, why should somebody participate in the 2024 International CX Awards?
Get the recognition you so richly deserve. Get that trophy for your team. Bring the trophy home. Network with other participants. Learn something from their best practices. Learn something based on the feedback. And honestly, have fun. Have some fun with your team. If you come with your team, you will celebrate together. You will have nice food, nice drinks, nice entertainment. We're looking for a 5-star hotel in London, in central London. It's nice to have some fun with your colleagues as well. And we have the after parties. Yeah, that's why you should definitely come.
Yeah, and they should come because they get to party with us.
That's right. Ian is not partying all the time, but yeah, we have to change that. We have to change Ian. He needs to dance next time.
Oh, we give him some gin and tonics and then he'll be really good. So that is, that is also the fun thing. I've been doing this with Ian, I think now for so many years, and it just really works well. He always makes fun of me being tall. I make fun of him being short. We have some gin tonics, but it's professional and business. But let's get back because there is a question that many people ask. Why are there so many categories?
Okay. When we launched the awards, I wouldn't say we have so many, but then we received so many applications and our system, our methodology is endorsed by the Cranfield School of Management. And we stated we can't have more than 7 finalists per category in the end. Why? Because first, because of the judges, we don't want our judges to score 55 initiatives because you said it takes a lot of time if you want to do it properly.
Yep.
And then on the other hand, we don't wish to have 50 companies competing for one award because basically in the end, you will have 49 disappointed clients. You will have one very happy who actually won. You really have to be careful and then you just can't give the awards to everyone. So that's why once we close the deadline, once we receive all the applications, we split them. So let's say we have best measurement in CX category and we receive 25 applications and maybe 6 or 7 of them are from financial sector. So indeed, we'll split that category and we'll call that category best measurement in CX for financial services. And then we might have best measurement in CX for B2B, for SME, et cetera. So honestly, you know, we don't, Ninka, honestly experience this issue with some other awards, which are smaller because we don't have that many participants.
Yep.
But for this year, our internal target is 500 initiatives. So if you have 500, approximately 20% will not be shortlisted to the finals, which means that we'll have 400 and then you have to split this by 6, by 7.
Categories.
So that's why. And one of the challenges for us really is to onboard that many judges because each judge can score just one particular category. And we have up to 5 judges per panel, which means that this year we need like 200 judges.
We need judges, people. Experienced judges. So that means if you're experienced in CX, whether you are in a company, you can also do that, or whether you're a CX consultant, just try it once and then let us know. I think it is a great opportunity. But hey, who am I? I think it's important to say, I don't get any money for this. I think I'm not a salesperson. I am somebody who is in CX. I help CX leaders. And I think a CX award can really help you build your authority. It helps you being seen. It helps you get recognition. And also being a judge, it helps you peer with great people. You get to learn and you get some great to see behind the scenes. You get these best practices that you see. So it is a great. How many should people send in? Because we see that often many companies go for several categories. How many categories should they send in? What is your suggestion about it?
So on average, we receive 3.6. That's just on average. And companies that are joining the last minute, and we always have many of them, they tend to enter 1 or 2. And it's absolutely fine. It's their decision. If you have a few stories, if you have a few initiatives, we definitely suggest that you enter more than 2 categories. At the end of the day, it's really your decision. But we have customer service category, we have voice of the customer, customer-centric culture, then employees, digital CX, user experience. So there's so many awards, right? And get this much better than I, Ninka. CX, it's such a complex as Ian likes to say, it's literally a science. So you have, it's employee experience, it's customer experience, it's everything. We have a lot of categories.
Brand experience. Yeah. And I think that's also great. So for our listener, I think don't participate in one. If you're going for it, go two or three. I think that is a smart way to go. Take a look. Looking at the process this year, can you share some deadlines, dates? What will the process be?
Yeah, so we have the super early bird entry deadline, which is on 24th of May. And literally the only thing that companies have to do is just to choose which categories they want to join and to register. Then they will receive all your credentials. Yeah. They will have time until the end of August to submit, which is actually the submission deadline. And then we have the award ceremony on 21st of November in London. And 1 week before that, or 2 weeks before that, we'll have all these presentations going on. So those would be the timelines. And we're still following the European time zone because we have people from Australia, we have people from the States, from Mexico, from basically all over the world. We have to be very careful. So people from Asia, from Australia, they will be presenting first because it will be already their afternoon, like 3, 4, 5 p.m. Then we have people from Europe, the Middle East, and Africa presenting. And then in the end, Canada and States and South Africa, South America.
So help me. You said 21st of November. I have the invite in my agenda for the 14th of November. Are you sure?
I like that. Yeah, 21st.
Okay, because Slajana and Ivana invited me for the 14th. So I think we need to change that around. Let's hope that I don't have anything else to do then.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll definitely change that with Ivan still.
So for you, 21st of November. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. For the people listening, people watching, 21st of November. Okay. We've already talked about the team and the platform. A little bit more. It's going to be the award show in November. Give us some clues of, make us very like watery in our mouths, make us excited. Why should we come?
Again, we don't have this judging in person. So day before the event, we'll have some networking gathering for a few hours for people coming from, you know, all different places. Then during the final day, we'll have a small conference where we aim to have four sessions, some really great speakers, one of the creators of Net Promoter Score will be there as well. Some really, really interesting people, a lot of networking opportunities. And then in the evening, we'll have the gala ceremony. Black tie event, red carpet, like the Oscars, a lot of video interviews, very glamorous. So yeah, and a lot of pictures. Yeah, and then the winners will be announced, coming to the stage, getting their trophies. So yeah, that's how the awards finals day will look like.
And then afterwards, a party?
Definitely. Be a party.
Yeah. For the people that have watched the 2023 online, it was really great because there was this great band that played in between, also during the breaks, but for us always also, and that people didn't get that because the award show was closed. But with the team, with the whole behind the scenes, with the team of Awards International, with Neil, Ian, I, Katie, we had some really great fun. And that, I think, that is going to be even better if we can celebrate that with everybody that's there. So I'm really looking forward to that on the 21st of November. Yeah. All right. We're going to finish this off like I finish off all podcasts. Is there something that I didn't ask, by the way, about the awards that you want to share that I forgot?
I think perfect. I think we covered a lot of things. Whoever is interested, they can reach out. We can have a follow-up chat. Just see, you know, what kind of projects they want to nominate. And yeah, I think we just maybe didn't cover a few successful stories through the previous years. There's so many great initiatives. One of them is actually Innovation in CX. It's an airline company from the States, and the way they onboard passengers now, it's very different. So they're onboarding
them. Can you share who that is?
By their seats. I can't disclose the name because I haven't checked with them. I didn't get their permission.
Okay.
But the way they're onboarding passengers, it's by seats. So it's not by the rows.
Yeah.
So first the passengers from seats A and seats
the back.
F. So they're first. Yes. Not the, so yep. A and F. They're onboarding first and people are sitting in the middle. So yeah.
Interesting.
That's, I think, innovation.
That is what you learn if you join as a judge or as a participant. And afterwards, you can even, I just learned to watch that TV. I think what I'm going to do, Vuk, is put your LinkedIn in the show notes, if that's okay with you. So if people, and of course, the link of the International CX Award. So if you want to know more, it's all in there. That is just it. But now we get back to you personal. Look, I always ask two questions. What is a habit that you developed and practiced that really deliver results? About you, you as a human.
Yeah, I think for honestly, passion about work, about what you do, really caring about your customers and being there for them, also in a very challenging times. I think I already mentioned I was in Dubai, so we stayed at the Radisson Hotel, and actually last night I couldn't find my phone. And the way all these people on the reception, the way they tried to help me and the empathy that they showed, it's like there was their phone. So they really showed empathy, and I felt like everything will be fine. And yeah, of course it was all fine. We're in Dubai, it's where I stay the place.
But where was it?
It's really fast.
Where was your mobile?
Radisson, it was literally in my bed. The stupidest place. Well, yeah.
We all know that happens, and you feel stupid. But it's great that people help and that they are so passionate about their work and that you feel it as a human.
Passion, hard work, really understanding your business environment, why you're doing what you're doing, and having a plan, having a long-term plan and a short-term plan. So, for example, our long-term plan is to establish CX Awards in 50 different countries by 2030. And I think we're really working hard on that plan and really keeping your people motivated and happy, because you can't do everything on your own. You need to have a good team. You need to have a good relationship with your colleagues, help each other, appreciate each other. So, yeah.
I think when I look at you as a team of Awards International, of course, that's grown a lot. Like with Ivana Slajana, with Mariana, with Boris, I think it's really, you have this team that is this backbone. And I really felt it when we came to Serbia for me the first time. And of course, some things were also weird for me that people could still smoke in restaurants. I'm like, sorry, what happened here?
That's but really weird,
having the first dinner at the day before all together, it also felt being part of a family. And I really want to thank you, because you just adopted this tall, blonde Dutch woman into like your Serbian K Awards family. And I know, I really appreciate that. And it's a gift that you gave to me last year, the personalized bag. I've used it a couple of times. And it's in when I come enter my house, it's I have my bag over there and it hangs there. And it always makes me feel warm about the team. So thank you. We finish with one question, Vuk. What is a book or a podcast or a video that you recommend the listener to spend time on to spice up their leadership?
Definitely this podcast. I really love your podcast. And I'm not sure.
Thank you.
And I also like the CX Leader podcast by Steve Walker.
Yeah.
Walker Information.
That's really good.
They're great people.
Yeah.
They are very good partners. And when it comes to CX, I probably haven't read like 100 CX books, but I really like Customer What in Worlding and Built to Win on Esperance. So those would be my two favorite books.
Thank you so much for taking this time. You just only are home, I think, for 5 hours coming back from Dubai. I think it's really valuable for others to learn the true story behind the awards, how it works, where does it go, what your business is, what it can be of value. And I really hope that we encourage leaders, CX leaders, to think about, how can I join? Do I want to join? Is this the moment? And if you doubt, go for it. Sometimes I say in doubt, don't. But in this case, if you doubt, do it. Try it out. Get out of your comfort zones. And I hope to meet you all in London, November 21, at the end of this year.
You've been listening to CX Leadership Talks. Ninka is a customer experience speaker and educator. She has written books and spoken and educated leaders all around the world. She's one of the global thought leaders in the field. We hope you've enjoyed this show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, you can also find us on YouTube and LinkedIn and ninkabloom.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on CX Leadership Talks.